This is TWiT.
The FCC unveiled their plan to eliminate net neutrality. This is the Washington Post. Federal regulators unveiled a plan that would give internet providers broad powers to determine what websites and online services their customers can see and use and at what cost. Now, this isn't law yet. It sets the stage for a vote next month. Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC, said that we're going to stop micromanaging the internet. I might not characterize it as micromanaging.
Did it have a sponsored by Verizon logo on the bill? Like,
Yeah, they might as well.
I think they're probably going to vote it through, and I think it's going to be
December 14th. It's expected to pass. I mean, Republicans control three of the commission's five seats. They have a majority.
Right. I'm going to lay out a prediction that if it passes, I don't think it's going to turn out as well for Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T as they think it will. I think they're excited about it. I think that, but what I think this will do when they stick it, they open this up, is it's going to worry people like Apple, people like Google, people like Facebook, and suddenly they're going to get competition from areas that they can't afford to fight. You know, and I think that
I hope that's the case.
I know. I think they're not going to put up with it. I think they're going to go, you know, the people are going to be like, you know, especially Google has spent a lot of time figuring stuff out, you know, and I think that I think that they're going to wish when the dust settles 10 years from now, AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast, this may kill them. I think that this actually may actually be the thing that unwinds.
Well,
them.
If they take advantage of this and do things like say, well, we're going to block Skype because we have our own VoIP service, then, and by the way, you will know that, besides the fact that Skype will stop working, you will know that because one of the rules requires transparency. They do have to post on a clearly visible website what they're blocking, what they're prioritizing, what they're doing. So they're not supposed to do this in secret. One issue there is that they're moving enforcement of this from the FCC to the FTC, which enforces many, many other trade rules and is by some measures overburdened already. So yeah. I'm not sure how enforcement will look.
You're gonna
let the internet service providers regulate themselves as long as they are honest about it.
What I'd love to see, the only thing that I think is missing, and I haven't read this, so maybe it's not missing, but I think they ought to basically take off all the fettering that they've done to the local governments and say, okay, look, if we're gonna take all these rules away and you guys can charge whatever you want, but local governments are now allowed to compete.
No, they're not doing that. And that's another thing, by the way, that Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T are shutting down local governments everywhere from competing with them. So,
but I think that
they both want a non-competitive environment and to be able to set the rules they want.
But I think that the problem they're going to have is that those people are going to, if they start getting clamped down and they start seeing that their traffic is being shaped, I think you're going to end up with a lot more groundswell for people to work with, and maybe it's working with Google, maybe it's working with Apple or whatever to push these guys out. You know, I think that they, you know, I think it's going to be much more complicated than they.
I love Tom Wheeler's response. He said, "If you like your cable company, you'll love what this does for the internet." He says It's tragic. The job of the FCC is to represent the consumer. Tragically, this decision is only for the benefit of the largely monopoly services that deliver the internet consumer.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. There are already organizations that are lined up to sue to prevent them from doing this, from taking this action. I feel as though they're going to get a lot of help from a lot of wealthy companies in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they'll also have a lot of there are people who have political firepower backing up that money. That's going to make the sad fact is that the reason why despots get into trouble is that when they make it difficult for rich people inside their countries to continue to make lots and lots of money. And so if you're threatening Google, if you're threatening Apple, if you're threatening Netflix, actually more Google, Apple, and Facebook, if you're threatening these companies with the ability to make unfettered profits, they're going to start aiming the money cannon at people who can really, really hurt
you. The
problem
is it won't.
And also, I think this is more a problem of less of them turning off Skype so much as, well, great, now we can charge people extra for Skype, and that's just as good for them.
Right. I think or zero rate competitors.
Right.
I think the hard part is that it won't really hurt Apple or Facebook or Google because they'll be able to afford it. In fact, it cuts out some of their competition. But I think that there's an opportunity for, from a marketing perspective, for Apple, Facebook, and Google, and a couple other ones to build a consortium and maybe even build a Hulu-style ISP that is, you know, all of these companies that are against it and saying, okay, here's the deal. We've got $1 trillion in cash, and we're going to pound you into the ground if you go any, you know, and it's a good marketing for them. I'm just going to say it's not good business.
There's lots of
great
roadblocks.
Marketing.
There's lots of roadblocks. Well, there's an infrastructure roadblock. I mean, there's, you know, cities that offer monopolies.
You don't have to compete in every city to crush AT&T, Verizon. You have to compete in the top 20.
Right.
You take the top 20 markets and you attack those. You take those away and they're done. Like, it's just too many people. It's too many subscribers, and that's where all the easy, you know, all, and that's where it's easy for
well,
you
I
to
hope
do
they
it.
Respond
it's a,
that
but
way.
But that's but well, a if the you know the right thing to do for Apple and Google and Facebook and all these and Amazon and Microsoft to take the top 5. And if they build a consortium and say, we're going to spend real money in the top 20 markets because we disagree with this, this will get real ugly real fast for the incumbents, you know, because they're going to have a lot of people backing it and a lot of people who are online, a lot of people that are online vocally. You know, I think that there is a huge opportunity to have the government, you know, to pummel these guys for doing this.
Yeah, I do think that this does affect companies like Apple and Facebook and Google directly, because all of the technologies that they've come out are increasingly eating a lot more bandwidth. Like, here is Apple Music, we're going to be able to stream at high velocities. Here is 4K video that we want to be able to push out. Here's 4K streaming. Here's 4K chat and even standard HD chat. All of this is based on the idea that whenever people have access to the internet, the fact that they are fire hosing data costs them about as much money as they would if they were just simply squirt gunning data out there. So the next time that students go to hang out at Starbucks or at a coffee shop, and suddenly they realize that the router installed at Starbucks has been decided to turn off access to FaceTime because they can't afford what their ISP is going to charge the coffee shop to offer free Wi-Fi for that service. That's when you start interfering with Apple's ability to make money. They're also, I think, that in a position where they just have to, they're just fundamentally hating this. And this is fun. I think they believe fundamentally this is wrong for the ability of technology to find its own level, to find its own level of greatness. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be as bad as it could possibly get, but I don't think it's going to be good at all. And we're not going to find out for another year or two.
FCC is also ordering states to scrap plans. Remember, the states were going to come up with their own net neutrality plans here in California. That was in play, but they are going to say this law, Fed law, preempts yours. Some have pointed out that the sunshine rules, the transparency rules, will work as well as they do for privacy. Yes, yeah, FTC totally. Does require privacy statements, but it doesn't mean companies can't do anything they want. In fact, they do. And I'm most worried not about Apple and Google. I hope that Apple and Google weigh in. I think in the long run, it's good for their business, and they won't, because it's good for YouTube. But what it does is it tilts the playing field, let's say, more towards YouTube, because Google can afford to pay those bandwidth costs, and away from companies like Twit and other up-and-coming companies, innovators, who will be disadvantaged. The playing field's already tilted in YouTube's favor. It's going to be tilted more in YouTube's favor. And I could say just personally, this is going to, if this goes, you know, lives up to its full potential, could disadvantage us. Seriously, disadvantages.
Totally. And I mean, so I'm usually a huge optimist about this kind of stuff, but I find it hard to be optimistic because Apple has not been very vocal about net neutrality. Google has waffled on net neutrality. Facebook gives me the sense that they would love to just pay to zero rate all their services at the expense of the competition that you mentioned. Totally. I mean, I believe there's, you know, that's top of their list. And these companies could have spoken out. This has been years in the making, and they've been relatively quiet, and they could have wielded their money and their influence for a decade before we got anywhere near this point. And coming at it from behind is a lot of work. And I think exactly what you said, Leo, is just detrimental to anybody else who wants to get in the field. And that's the exact opposite of what the whole utilities thing is supposed to do to begin with.
If you've enjoyed a rich, vibrant podcast ecosystem, which we have up till now, one thing you've already noticed is that the big players are starting to suck the air out of the room, and it's just going to get worse. And you're not going to see those diverse podcasts that you used to see. You're not going to see anywhere near the kind of diversity you used to see. And I think that that's just what's going to happen. If you want to stream video, you'll stream it on YouTube or Facebook because they'll be zero rated. And you won't do it yourself because that would be nuts.
Well, you can look at, you know, T-Mobile has their, you know, their whole thing where you're basically there's a whole bunch of partners that are, and that's been always this kind of gray area of
Yeah, there's zero rating. FCC has always considered that to be antithetic to net neutrality. I think consumers don't really understand why not charging them for bandwidth for some players but charging them for others is not net neutrality. I think they have a harder time understanding it because it looks like you're saving money.